Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
When your approval rating is falling this rapidly, lower than Joe Biden's, lower than any president in American history other than your first term, there is no hiding the reality that the prices going up will hurt Americans. The war in Ukraine is going to continue to rage on. Vladimir Putin is taking advantage of this administration. Netanyahu is taking advantage of this administration. And I will prove that throughout this video. I want to recap a little bit of what's happened over the past week, but also the past few months. It's all despicable, and Donald Trump is making it worse and worse. In a video that I'm working on right now, I'm going to talk about this New York Times article titled "Shorter Days, Signs of Fatigue. Trump Faces Realities of Aging in Office as He Gets Older." He's the oldest person to be elected to the presidency. Now, Biden was older when he left office, but Trump is the oldest person to be elected, meaning he will be older than Biden was. I'm going to talk a little bit about his age, but I mainly want to stay policy focused in this video. If you want to check this video out that I'm working on, make sure you subscribe with post notifications on below. Donald Trump tweeted out less than an hour ago, quote, "There is a new word for a Trump Republican, which is almost everyone. Great policy is the key. It is Tepublican or T-Publican." This guy is losing his juice. This is a real post from the President of the United States. He's calling it a Tepublican or T-Publican. Why don't you just call it MAGA? You already have a bunch of dumb names for your fan base, but the problem is you are slowly isolating whatever this Trump Republican is. Who is it? Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was once on your side and is now so disillusioned that she resigned from Congress after being the subject of your ire? That happened less than a week ago. We have seen the MAGA coalition split up in the past week, so much so that the Epstein file vote happened roughly a week ago. It feels like forever ago, but the Epstein file vote happened against Donald Trump's will, against MAGA Mike's will. All of the people in the House, save one person, voted to release the Epstein files, and senators voted as well, and that screwed Donald Trump over. So when he talks about Trump Republican, maybe this could have been said a year ago, right after the election win, before he got into office and immediately began splitting up his coalition. After the Epstein file vote happened and MAGA Mike Johnson lost control of his caucus and Donald Trump lost control of the Republican Party, we then saw new polling showing Latino Americans, Americans of all cohorts, souring on Trump, but particularly Latino Americans, young Americans are moving away from Donald Trump. His coalition is splitting. Then Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned because she's mad not only about the Epstein files, but also about overall affordability. We also then saw Donald Trump meet with Zohran Mamdani, and in real time, he blew up the entire MAGA media narrative that essentially Zohran is this crazy, radical jihadist who is going to destroy the country because he's incompatible with the governing style of America. I had someone on a CNN panel on Friday when I posted it on my channel. She said, Zohran is incompatible with the governing style of America. And I was like, Trump disagrees with you. And she said, Trump is wrong. So these people have been gaslit into thinking that Zohran is an extreme jihadist. Donald Trump blows that up in real time. Marjorie Taylor Greene resigns the same day. The MAGA coalition is splitting, dividing, and even the people online are fleeing. At the same time, Donald Trump is rapidly aging, seemingly unable to handle the Russia-Ukraine war, the Israel-Gaza war, which paused for maybe 24 hours, is now raging and on worse than ever. I saw a headline the other day, Israel killed dozens of people in Gaza. Over and over, Israel strikes Gaza, starves Gaza. Donald Trump gets a hostage swap, which is good, but then the ceasefire broke within 3 days, which is bad, and Trump still somehow gets the credit. We need to be talking about this on a daily basis. Donald Trump is running defense for Netanyahu, allowing Netanyahu to continue starving the people of Gaza, and it is disgusting. He is massacring them. It needs to stop. Donald Trump is willing to put tariffs on every single country, except for like Russia, North Korea, and he removed them on Israel very, very quickly. We have leverage, we're just not using it. This brings me to the Russia debacle that's broken out over the past 24 hours. I've made a bunch of videos about this, but Donald Trump's special envoy, someone who represents us in the Middle East and in Europe, he was advising the Russians on how to sell a peace deal to Donald Trump, which just shows a few things. Like, let me go on a side track really quickly. If you like my yapping, let me know in the comment section. I really do appreciate you guys watching, but really quickly, Donald Trump is the most corrupt president in American history due to his uniquely transactional nature. This is something that I've been studying a lot for some debates that I've been doing, but he wants to return the United States into a pre-constitutional type monarch where he is able to, through transactions, give gifts, receive gifts, do this sort of quid pro quo between other countries. And the main countries that are biting are corrupt Middle Eastern countries like Qatar. Qatar was willing to give him a $400 million jet because they're like, hey, we'll bite. We'll give you a jet and a golf course. We'll return you to this pre-constitutional type of monarchy where you just solely have the power to do whatever you want. He's doing that with not only corruption, like funneling money into his pockets through Trump coin, but he's doing that through the prosecution and persecution of his political opponents over and over and over. This brings me on to his uniquely dumb transactional nature. Steve Witkoff was essentially telling the Russians if they just manipulate Trump into thinking that this is a quote-unquote peace deal that will make him a peace president, then this will end up helping him, helping everybody except for Ukraine. Donald Trump only cares about himself. He only wants transactions that help himself. He is uniquely narcissistic. I saw Nick Fuentes going on a rant about this on some Twitter reel. Not that I watch him, but his reels always pop up on my Twitter feed. And he was saying Trump is a huge narcissist. Everybody knows this. And that's what guides his philosophy. Sam Harris always says that Donald Trump would be much, much more dangerous if he weren't so self-centered. If Trump had some actual ideology that he were pushing towards at the end of the day, like if he really had some coherent nationalist Christian theocratic ideology, he would be much, much more dangerous. But he kind of just is used as a useful idiot by those people while he's working towards these self-serving goals. And that is what Steve Witkoff knows. That's what Jeffrey Epstein knew in those emails when he was advising the Russians. We have a bunch of traitors to this country and we need to get it back on track. We have a chance to do that in the midterms. And with the way the economy is going right now, spiraling down the drain, it looks like the Democrats are going to regain power. The one thing that gets people every single time, the one thing that gets people out in voting is affordability. It's always going to be affordability. It's the economy stupid. You can say it in whatever way you want. James Carville said it's the economy stupid, but nowadays we say affordability. That is what the key is. And Donald Trump is forgetting that. He's too busy tweeting about T-publicans or T-publicans. He's too busy legitimately avoiding the press. I mean, look at him in this video, walking with Melania. This dude has been hosting galas. This dude has been hosting balls in his ballroom while people are struggling with affordability. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Eichler channel, make sure to drop a like. Make sure to subscribe. We're going to be covering everything throughout the holidays. We're going to get cozy in the month of December and continue to drop debates. Many, many debates in the month of December. We are not going to slow down. We are speeding up. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.